Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Talking shit.
You get to eavesdrop.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Stream the show live at TNTRadioEmpire.com
or load up on the podcast from iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
We have another death to report.
Oh, really?
Did anybody have five-time All-Star and two-time Cy Young Award winner Gaylord Perry?
He died. That sucks, man.
88.
88. How'd he die? His heart stopped.
Stopped breathing.
Somebody have Gaylord Perry puss. Look that up.
I'm working on it right now.
All right.
Can't be that many Gaylords left. Focker.
Yeah. Gaylord Focker,
that's
right?
That's the only one I know
of. Yeah.
That movie's very funny.
It's one of the best movies.
How about me, Focker? Can you milk me?
That's so great.
He was either 84 or 88, depending upon what source you're looking at.
It looks like there are about three or four hits over two or three different entries here.
Natural causes is what I'm seeing on.
Used to work for a living.
Several sources. Yeah.
Big Red Goose. And Cool Whip Caper and Ivan, Here's Five, Now Let Me Touch It.
All right.
I'll have to clean that up and get it scored, but I don't think any of those are residing near the top of the leaderboard.
Somebody's squatting on
I wish I had a dollar for every time I said that. I'll clean that up and get it scored.
Yeah.
Regan's Aunt's Cooter. That's a new name. I saw that. Somebody's going to check in with that one eventually here.
Oh,
this guy's got a good point. I'm not going to read what his name is because it is kind of not PC, but what Deadpool names are. We don't know. It's like when we see a Deadpool name, and that's a fair enough question. We see a Deadpool name that's either like I think we stopped doing Hitler ones because they just became whatever.
Anything that's
it got too real again
of any kind of racism.
It got too real because there's some Nazis out there now in the Republican Party.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. So it got too real again. So we stopped the Hitler jokes. We thought Hitler was in the past.
Yeah.
And Stephen Miller showed up. Yeah, racist. We won't do the racist ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, why not? Well, because we won't. We'll do five-finger dick punch all damn day.
That's funny.
But just don't make them racist. Make them dirty. You know, just can't use real swear words, obviously, you know.
Well, what about freedom of speech?
FCC and
right.
Yeah.
Well, we have the freedom not to say yourself.
That's how it works too.
Yeah. We have the freedom not to say your name.
Right.
If you're gonna even a tinge of racism, no, that's no good anymore.
We have the freedom to not want to sit in a meeting later.
Right.
Hmm. And I don't even know what the cartoon is that guy's referring to. So, Joe is ticklish and he says something kind of racist in front of that. You know. But once again, I don't think it's that bad. I'm just not going to read it. You know. See the email?
Yeah, and we think people give their Deadpool names because they want to hear them on the air.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what cartoon that's coming from.
Now, the widow of Colton wants to know if Wang Yeping, the widow of that Chinese dude that just died.
Nope.
She just died like a day later?
No, it looks like he's wanting to put her on the list.
Oh, no.
Is she famous enough? No.
No.
Unless she's done something of note on her own.
Right, exactly.
Just being a spouse or a mother or whatever, you know, famous adjacent doesn't count.
Rocky Like a Herman Cain was one of my favorite names. That's his distance name.
What about a former first lady?
That's different.
That's different.
They're famous.
They're in the news for doing other things, you know.
No, they're famous.
Yeah. Because
the first lady, we do live in the United States, so that's a famous person. This woman from China years ago, I wouldn't say she's famous.
No. Yeah,
Rosalind Carter is going to be a huge hit.
Of course she is.
Yeah. Are you just trying to speak that into existence so you can put it on your list?
I have her on my list. So she's probably going to be just fine.
All right. Oh, she'll be fine. I think people are getting a hold of you, Nick. Say, put me on the list for next year. It'll be around another year or so. You know?
I think you almost have to put the Carters on together because that smacks of a situation where when one of them goes, the other one's going to be just a couple months behind.
The situation is if she goes, she's going. If he goes, she's around for 4 or 5 more years.
Maybe. Sure. Yeah. Maybe.
Women just, it's like, phew. I don't hear that crap.
But they'll be on Bumble in a heartbeat.
Yeah,
they're both in their late 90s.
I realize that, but I'm just saying, it's the guy can't live without the woman in general. Then the other way around, you know.
But
she'll eventually go push. But I think if she goes, I think he goes within 6 months.
Did Paterno die shortly after his wife?
No, he died before she did.
Okay,
she's still alive. Yeah.
No, he died after they took away what he really loved,
right.
Penn State.
Right. He died. He died of cancer too.
She's touching the glass with Sandusky.
Bear Bryant that he. His wife went, and then he went shortly afterwards.
Wasn't it like a King Tut situation? They bury everybody in the thing with you?
Right, in the Alabama tomb. Right.
That's pretty selfish.
They killed
the tomb in Tuscaloosa.
Bear Bryant's dogs and his maids, they were all killed and put in there with
right,
them.
Right.
Like they do in Alabama.
Sorry, Bear died. You got to go.
You got to go, man.
So, Nick, when you're putting together your Deadpool list, will you take everyone that didn't?
He's got a lot of possibles.
That's what I'm wondering.
Will you put them over in another list?
I might, but I went for, sadly, the most possible hits. So I didn't have any duplicates. Like, I didn't wheel anybody.
Right.
How many do you get?
You get 10 per list. You can do 3 lists.
Okay.
There's a lot of people that have multiple.
But I think you got a wheel.
Named.
To win this game, you got a wheel.
Yeah.
But did you move a lot of them from your 21 dead list to your 22 Deadpool list?
You suck for 2 years in a row.
Bob Barker. I've had Kissinger, Dick Cheney, Bob Newhart, Barbara Walters.
Because if you don't, they're going to die on you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. Well, the thing about the age is like somebody who's 101, like that's old, but you would have thought that when they were 99.
Sure.
And they're still kicking.
It's why we play the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why people still chase the diseases, you know, to make it all fun for them. if you're just old and you don't have a disease, you live another year.
You're Shecky Green.
Exactly.
But that's where you get the solo hits, if you really do your homework.
Yeah.
Yeah, but solo hits don't win a lot. I think the guys
you got to have a few that everybody has, and then the solo hit becomes the one that pushes you over the edge. Yeah.
Your bread and butter hits.
Right.
I didn't keep Takeshi 6ix9ine.
Yeah, that's just
from 21 to 22.
Yeah, you pick random young rappers. You don't know. Of course, he narked on everybody, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
you think out of all of them that dude would have a bigger target?
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. I had to go look this up. See, you're right, Tyler. In general, when the old couple. If the guy goes, the woman lives on forever.
They are really old.
They've been married for 76 years. So I just have to believe that that's going to be, they'll be months apart.
No, I think you put them both on, too.
Months apart. Yeah, because I think if you get one, there's a good chance you're going to get the other one real quick.
I think you wheel her, although he's like unbreakable, man.
Yeah,
he has hammers. He hits his head with when he's building. He's just unbreakable. So, but I think you.
His hair starts on fire.
He took a couple paint cans to the head.
Right.
No, he really is unbreakable. So she might go before him.
They always say that's a romantic story. Like, the husband died. Then she died 5 minutes later. You got to do 2 funerals. One big one, you got to bury.
You're hoping they die 5 minutes.
Yeah, he's 98. She's 95.
Right.
So, I mean, they've been married for 80% of her life.
Yeah, that's a lot of Jimmy Carter's dong.
That's a sentence I didn't think I was going to hear today, Nick. Thank you.
She probably hasn't been getting that for a while, though, Nick. Do you think?
I don't know.
And probably still rocking it at least once a week or so.
Well, Chick Regan's phone, he probably has a shot of a cooter in there. Somebody sent it to him.
Let me check it.
She accidentally sends it to her grandkids.
No, Grandma.
Hey, you heard of Rosalind Carter? Check this out.
Hey.
That's a lot of Jimmy Carter dong you said a little while ago. That's Nick.
I'm glad you talked over that.
Speaking of old dunk, I saw this interview with
Segue.
Thank you. Pete Rose the one time.
Pete Rose, yeah.
God, who he was doing an interview with somebody, and they said, you've been in a lot of locker rooms. Oh, who's the biggest?
Oh, they asked him that question?
Yeah. And
really?
He said during the Vietnam War, he said him and Joe DiMaggio went over to Vietnam to do a tour, USO kind of thing. And he said, we're walking, we're going through the jungle in these parts, and they had this makeshift shower, and I had to hold the shower.
That's right. I heard this story, but
what'd
he say?
Joe DiMaggio. Yeah. He goes, that wasn't a man with a huge thing. That was a thing with a man around him.
And Marilyn Monroe wrapped around that bear.
Oh, right? She was a size queen.
Yeah.
And it was on this date in 1953. Marilyn Monroe appeared on the cover of the first Playboy magazine.
Man, all comes around. Yeah. All comes around, man. Way to be all over that. Yeah. That was a wiener with a Joe DiMaggio attached to it.
Yes. Yeah. It was super funny,
that
too.
That is funny, man.
I thought it would have been Wade Boggs.
Yeah. From Omaha, Nebraska, folks.
We have new theories coming in now about the Mickey Joseph situation.
Let's hear it.
Here is a Husker fan who says, conspiracy theory here. What if this was just a way to get rid of him because of his popularity? So they set him up, apparently.
It was that did not take long for that to start swirling around.
Well, that's lame.
Yeah.
That's like saying, hey, let's get a hold of his wife and say, hey, talk him into choking you, allegedly, whatever. That's a lame-ass thing.
Wow, that's people who love conspiracy theories.
I know they do.
Because it's such a simple explanation.
It is.
Of course, that's what happened.
I couldn't believe a local news story about this domestic violence included the score of the Nebraska-Iowa game.
I saw that. That was pathetic.
You don't
but it's
need
local
that.
TV.
Yeah.
They got to suck ass. And they suck ass all the time.
He won this many games, and he beat Iowa 24. That has nothing to do with
nothing.
This.
He was arrested
for strike, but he won last weekend.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That was local news. I saw that. You shared
that
with
gross.
Us.
That's gross.
Yeah. That was just gross. Yeah. Just call it what it is. Domestic violence. You're fired.
Yeah.
You're done. And then you handle your own situation after that, but you're done.
You don't need to include his record in that. Nothing.
Nope. You're done. You're done.
Okay. It's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right, so I had to look this up because since Jason brought up Yankee dongs. I saw this story
a couple weeks ago.
Like your tab was already up on Yankee dongs.
I saw this story a couple weeks ago, and the auction is still going on. There is a handwritten note from Mickey Mantle up for auction. That it was apparently something they were doing back in the day, talking about Yankee Stadium. And they gave this questionnaire to a bunch of Yankees.
Right.
And the first question is,
Yankees.
I consider the following my outstanding experience at Yankee Stadium. And then there's just lines below for them to fill in.
Right.
And in Mickey Mantle's own handwriting, he says, I got a under the right field bleachers by the Yankee bullpen.
Oh, really? Really? He said that?
Only he wrote out the two words.
By who? Just a fan?
And then later on...
It sounds like the bullpen serviced him.
Yeah.
Right.
Three or four relief pitchers working on it.
He's warming up in the pen.
Well, the second question is, this event occurred on or about, give as much detail as you can. That was about the third or fourth inning, and I had a pulled groin and couldn't at the time. She was a very nice girl, and then he goes on to explain a question that she had for afterwards, and he's like, I don't do that.
Yeah.
But he goes into very graphic detail here.
Man.
Signs it Mickey Mantle and puts a little star beside it, and then below it puts the All-American Boy.
Yeah, he was a drinker and a partier, man. He had fun.
It started at $1,000. It's on this online auction, and it's currently up to almost $25,000. And it's got another
nine days.
Right. Got another 9 days
way,
up.
Way ahead of Def Leppard.
Yeah.
In the bullpen.
But it does sound like the relief pitchers took care of him.
Well, I got one of those in the bullpen from the bullpen. Yeah.
That's why they call him Whitey Ford, huh?
Oh yeah, this is for a 1973 50th anniversary yearbook about Yankee Stadium. And this was the...
How much is it going for?
It's almost $25,000.
They'll get that.
With another 10 days to go.
Yeah.
I love that he said she was a nice girl.
I know.
Those are the nicest girls.
She was one of the nicest.
The last part of that line that I can't read on the air is dialogue you would hear in a porn movie.
So she asked him to do something to her and he wouldn't do that.
No.
She asked him if he completed?
No.
Where should I put this?
There you go.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Who are you asking, Nick?
Anybody. It's just supposed to be an open question.
It's just a rhetorical question.
Yeah. But it is vulgar as all get out.
That's
and they're up. They got this thing up for auction.
Oh, Mickey.
41 people have bid on this thing, and it's up to, like I say, almost $25,000.
I recommend the, it's on HBO right now. Say Hey Willie. It's the story of Willie Mays. You seen that yet?
No.
It's about an hour, 2 hour documentary. He's still alive, by the way, Willie Mays. Yeah. And he was even Todd, I don't remember much of him playing. But it's an interesting story about Willie Mays. Check it out.
He could be about his whole a good life. Candidate for the Deadpool.
Nah, you know what, though? They interviewed him for this, and they released it a couple of days, last month or something like that. And he's old, but he's still talking. He's in the interview, you know.
Okay, Scott, who was wanting for help on his Deadpool name.
Sorry, Scott.
Just got back to us. Yeah. He said he's got a new contender. A lot of Jimmy Carter dong.
That'll work.
Yep.
That'll work.
And that's one that we'll forget about. And
until
go,
he says it.
How do we get to that? Who said that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Nick said something about a lot of Jimmy Carter dong.
Wonder Riggins if he was packing.
Regan's aunt's cooter's not there yet. Right? Somebody else squatting that for the new year. We're going to get some good ones next year. Yeah.
No.
Willie Mays is 91.
Yeah.
Although I've not heard of any health issues.
I said he's interviewed in this thing.
Yeah.
You know, he does that 91-year-old thing where they just, lick,
yeah.
Which, by the way, hopefully we all get old enough to do that ourselves.
Kind of chewing his cud.
Yeah, he does that.
Smacking lips.
Yeah, he does that. But he's coherent. He's talking about when he played ball and how great he was. And it's a really cool documentary.
I should watch that. I don't know much about him other than the catch.
You're right, and they explain that. But they also, when he started, I wasn't even alive, and it's great to find out more about his life, which I didn't know either.
Wow, no, he could do it all.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
He was one of those.
Well, they still call him the best place, but maybe the best baseball player ever.
Many
still,
tools
best damn baseball player blue.
There he goes. I start licking my mouth. I can't even. I'm making fun of him, and I can't even say.
I think you have too many teeth left in your head to really pull it off.
He did a lot of that licking thing,
My aunt just messaged. What does he do with his tongue?
You are just throwing your family under the bus. I love that, man.
Oh, hell. It'll be all right.
Yeah. It's not like there's holiday dinners coming up or anything.
There isn't.
You get a text from Walsh yet, wanting her number? he's a faithful band now. I forgot about that. You're with Tyler tonight, right? Tyler Walsh?
Yes, Roca, Nebraska. We will be at the No Shave Nebraska banquet tonight. Tomorrow night, I'll be in Kearney at The Other Side. And Saturday, do the album release party at Barnado in Omaha.
That's brought to you by Ambroso.
Get the focus all cleaned up.
Tequila. It starts at 5. And, it's a free show.
Yes.
That one.
Yeah, it's not ticket. I had some people reach out asking about tickets. It's not ticket to just show up.
Just walk in, man.
Check out the focus in the showroom.
That's right, the focus in the showroom.
It'll be on display. You getting it all cleaned up?
Not yet.
Yeah. You want to make sure it really is really clean.
Yeah, well, I've got a couple drives I've got to make before Saturday.
You, so when you pull it in,
you want to wash it on the way to the venue. Yep. Yeah.
Right, because you don't want to pick up any salt or anything.
No, it's got to shine.
Don't want that.
And if you're in the Hastings, Nebraska area on Saturday night, you can go see Jason and the Manker, right? And who's the...
It's Steve Heitner. He played Kenny Banya on Seinfeld. That's gold, Jerry. That guy...
That's him.
The Lark Theater. There's still... Gary said there's something going on with the Eventbrite, but people can show up and get tickets at the door.
Tickets there right ahead of time. Okay. And our friend Tammy Pescatelli will be in the studio with us tomorrow. She's at a Funny Bone this weekend, Friday and Saturday. TNTRadioEmpire.com or TNT Deadpool. Just start filling out your Deadpool list. We still take a bunch of emails. You want to let us know what you can use and what do you think is funny. Well, you know?
Austin has gotten back to us, and he is going to use Five Finger Dick Punch.
That's a great name.
Yeah. And then his girlfriend wants to play, so she's going to be Ty Tassel.
Oh, that's hot.
Yeah. The word Ty Tassel.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to screw that one up, too, along with Jimmy Carter's dong.
It's a 21-year-old girl.
Okay.
Lou Sassel.
All right. That makes it even better.
All right.
Giggity, giggity.
I made a mistake. I went to the gym the other day, and there's a lot of pretty girls. And if you go to a gym, there's going to be pretty girls walking around, and pretty young girls. I mean, like, 20, 30, 25, that age group, And I see this girl.
That is between 20 and 30,
I see this girl. I'm just sitting on a machine, and she's over there, and she's with this other dude working out. I figure it's her boyfriend or something like that. And I'm looking at her. I'm thinking, she's really cute, just like I normally think. Nothing of it. And then he looks at me. And I think he sees me looking at her. And then I look around. And, I turn your head real quick. I look the other way.
Was he really cute?
He walks up to me. Hey, you Tyler. I love the show, man. I wanted to say, sorry for checking out your woman.
Sorry you're Googling my girlfriend. I love your girlfriend's ass.
I didn't say that. No, I'm going to see him today now. He's going to tell me
you
that.
Thought that.
I know. So you got to be careful when you're just sitting there Googling.
Yeah.
But, we all do it.
Well, whenever you get caught looking, too, wherever you, look at a fence or something.
Well, a lot of times, too, though, if it's not just in the gym, anywhere in public, if you're just zoning. I've zoned in air, just looking out. Mm-hmm. You just zone, and you're really not even looking at anybody. But it looks like you're staring at somebody. And you get caught.
And you get eye contact.
Right.
Like that sucks.
You turn your head like an idiot.
Yeah.
Are
there birds around?
Gym I used to go to. Had a setup, and I remember, I don't know what I was doing, zoning out, but it was like right across from, Nick is directly across from me.
Right.
Is the adductor.
The thigh
abductor,
thing. Yeah.
The thigh master machine.
You can't put machines facing those things.
I'm facing this thing, and I'm zoning out, and there's a woman working that, and I don't think she snagged me, but it was like, I'm watching some adduction here.
Yeah, gyms will try to put those facing the wall.
Yeah.
Well, ours just faces another machine that's also facing the other way. So
the only way you'd
have to walk past this machine and look down at her crotch, and you don't do that because they're on that machine.
Because you'll get caught.
Right.
But Todd, Tyler? If they're opposite of each other.
But now that you mentioned it, the gym I go to now, that machine faces the wall.
Yeah, good gyms will try to situate that so it's either facing a wall, or you have to be very obvious if you're going to do it.
Does it face a mirror?
Right.
No. That defeats the purpose.
No, it faces a wall right next to a window, but
that's just that's a lip stretch sometimes. I saw a lip. I saw a lip.
That's why Todd wears sunglasses at the gym.
That's why we all wear sunglasses.
What a weirdo.
At the gym.
I just pictured you walking backwards on a treadmill, zoning out at some point.
Oh, that's true, Todd. They could put it in front of a treadmill because most people walk forward on a treadmill.
Oh, yeah.
And you're walking backwards looking down, the lip slips.
He falls off the side into a bush.
All right, I want to thank Rieger for coming in today. He's at in Hastings Saturday night at the Lark Theater. You mentioned,
yes, sir.
All right,
and thanks to his aunt
and
providing the story.
Thank you for sharing. Appreciate that. Tammy Pescatelli in the studio tomorrow. Make sure you do the Deadpool thing. And Nick tonight, south of Lincoln, right?
Yeah, I'll be in Roca, Nebraska tonight. Carney tomorrow night at the other side, and Saturday for the album release party at Barnado here in Omaha.
And thanks to Christine McVie for some of the best music ever. She was great. And also, nobody had her in the Deadpool. So.
And thanks to Gaylord Perry for all those great pitches.
Nobody had Gaylord?
No, four people. Four people. You named them.
You named them. Okay.
Yeah. Gaylord didn't hang around any team very long. For a five-time All-Star?
I always remember him just being a Padre.
Yeah, he had about six different teams.
I know he did.
Let me see who he played.
Played with Willie Mays.
He was a knuckler, right?
Some nights.
Spitball.
Oh, Spitball, that's right.
The Spitball King.
Yeah. All right. The Spitball King.
Now work on your Spitball in Gaylord's honor today.
See you tomorrow. Thanks for listening.
Good night.
Appreciate it.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.